Well, we wrapped up the third week of trading for the month of October, and we brought in a mixed performance to the grain markets. Most of the markets seeing a little bit of strength other than Minneapolis wheat, which put in new contract lows, as did the other wheats, but the other wheats were able to bounce off their lows and finish with a little bit of gains for the week, mainly because of spillover from corn and soybeans. You know, we continue to see a void of news as far as the market is concerned, and really all we're going on is trade talks developments with China. It seems to be the only thing that's helping to drive this market at this point. We do continue to see, as far as corn demand continues to be strong, harvest progress continues to advance. All that is somewhat supportive to the marketplace, as most of the grain is moving into home storage, not really coming to the elevator, and that's helped improve the basis levels as far as soybeans are concerned. There's still rumors that China needs to buy soybeans before the end of the year, and that they're not going to look at buying Brazilian beans because of cost. They're talking about bringing those out of reserves, and that does give the U.S. a little bit of chance of possibly being able to come in and get some sales of soybeans yet to China before we see a complete shift over to South American beans. So, well, there is a little bit of hope, and that is what's keeping the soybean market moving forward. Poor yields and the fact that the beans are getting stuffed in every corner and not coming to town is helping them improve the basis. Corn, we're just getting deep into the harvest, and that will be determined. But corn has been following the soybeans and posted small gains, and strong demand has been the biggest reason for corn to see its strength. And wheat just kind of continues to waffle as world production continues to see a little bit of an increase. As far as the meats are concerned, the biggest news is threats of imports from other countries that helped the market to settle down or trade sharply lower to close out the week. We did finish lower for the week in the meat markets, mainly because of the idea that we're going to start importing beef from Argentina.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.